getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, here we go. We're rolling with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show back on the radio and the interwebs for another week like we are every darn week. Yeah, it's about another hour's worth of great old-time records for you here on the show again this week, like we do every week here on the old Oompa Hour. So glad you were able to join us for another round. Still acknowledging, of course, Oktoberfest, which can happen anytime in the month of October. In fact, we even had a local place started the last weekend in September around here, had a big Oktoberfest hoop-de-doo at one of the local breweries. Brewery, that is a hard word to say, brewery. And they jumped the gun a little bit, but that's okay, because it's party time as far as anybody's concerned around here. So I guess we were about ready to get things rolling just like that. Still battling the cold that I told you I had starting up last week on the show. And it's still hanging in there, man. I think the worst is over, but I'm a little scratchy. Last week I told you I was going to try not to talk so much, and then I talk just as much as I ever do. So there's really no stopping me. Well, let's get the show rolling. We're kind of going with the Oktoberfest theme again. Last week, a lot of German-style records. Not so much this week, but there's still plenty. And we're going to actually start out with Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, which, as you know, is Slovenian style generally, but they're actually doing a song in German. What is this, you guys? Actually, the record says Frank Yankovic and his Yanks, not Frankie, but it's the same guy, I promise ya. And the song is Ja, Ja, Wunderbar.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier.
Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks getting us started on the Oompa Hour this week and launching us into an Oktoberfest direction once again as they give us their Slovenian-style music in German here in the Oompa Hour. Only here do things like this happen, but we're off and rolling for another show, and man, I was in the back of the closet again, found a bunch of records we haven't heard for a good long time, so hopefully it's going to be an interesting show for you today. I think I talked about this last week, too. I finally put a computer in front of me as I'm sitting at the mixer here in the studio doing the show. And I don't know if I explained this, but which is good because I have room in front of the mixer to put the little keyboard for the computer. It's one of the little bitty wireless jobs. But there was no place for the mouse. There was not enough counter space because there's turntables. And then a brilliant thought hit me. If I were to make a little stand for a turntable that would lift it up a couple of inches off the table, then I could, or off the counter, or whatever you call this, off the mixing desk. That sounds professional. Then I could put the mouse under the turntable and work the mouse and create a little bit more desk space. And it worked. I did that and it worked. But now I've got to deal with a turntable that's like 5 inches higher than it was. So it feels kind of weird. My instincts are off a little bit today. But by the time we get to the end of the show, I think I'll have things handled here. Gene Guisdala and the orchestra over here on turntable number one. Oddly enough, I started the show on turntable number two, which is totally kiddywampus, but I guess we'll get it all evened out by the end. Gene Guisdala and the orchestra, and she's the one for me. There you go, Gene Guisdala and the orchestra. She's one for me. This is Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. If you've stumbled upon us for the first time, we get together every week and we play old-time records, which is exactly what happens. Hear this sound? That's the sound of me putting a 45 back into the paper sleeve. A sound the young people of America and the world are no longer familiar with, let me tell you that. All right, coming up we have the Bauer Boys in just a second with the Goose Polka after I tell you about a World of Accordions museum in Superior, Wisconsin. And hey, if you hurry, you might get to see some of the fall colors yet before all the leaves fall off and everything turns ugly and it snows and it's cold. Beautiful fall colors right now along the north shore of Lake Superior. I think they may have even said the colors have peaked. But if you're in the area, or going to be in the area, or want to plan on being in the area, and you hustle up here, you could take in some amazing, beautiful fall colors and fall time weather. Yes, there's been some snow. I'm not saying there hasn't. And you could visit a World of Accordions museum. Over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. Great gift shop, beautiful concert hall. Accordion and concertina technicians, a repair school, all sorts of displays and educational stuff and just fun. And you can check it out online if you want, worldofaccordions.org. Maybe you're planning for next year. Maybe you're planning a spring or summer vacation and you're thousands of miles away. Take a look at the website, do some planning, and put it in your itinerary for next time around. It's cool, I'm telling you. Check it out. Worldofaccordions.org is where you find them. On the old interwebs. All right, the Goose Poker. Poker. This is not a card game. The Goose Polka. It's the Bauer Boys featuring Johnny Burns, and here we go. There you go. That's the Goose Polka. That is the Bauer Boys with Johnny Burnez here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. We're just cranking out the polka records like we do every week here on the show. Glad you're along with us. Kind of going with a little bit of an Oktoberfest theme again, probably right through the month here. A lot of songs about beer and a lot of German-style polkas and whatnot. But I forgot what I put on the record player over here. I'm doing too many things at once again. Hang on, I'm putting this record away. I'm trying to run a tidy show this week, and it's not working well for me at all. Ah, yes, the Johnny Prill Orchestra. This is an Oktoberfest-style song, if I ever heard one. It's called I'm a Beer-Drinking Guy.
Drinking guy, play me a polka, good times have arrived. I like to whistle when pretty girls go by. I'm just a happy beer drinking guy.
Every now and then you'll see me around, having a drink with the boys downtown. And we all raise our beer as we give the band a cheer. Hey, let them know we are here.
Oh, I'm just a happy beer drinking guy. Play me a polka, good times have arrived. I like to whistle when pretty girls go by. I'm just a happy beer drinking guy.
Every time the band starts playing our song, we all have fun as we sing along. And if the harmony is a little out of key, hey, it don't matter to me.
Oh, I'm just a happy beer-drinking guy. Play me a polka, good times have arrived. I like to whistle when pretty girls go by. I'm just a happy beer-drinking guy.
There you go, Johnny Prill's Orchestra, and I'm a beer-drinking guy here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and we're playing the tunes, and hopefully you're digging it. You're going to have a Oktoberfest celebration if you haven't already. I haven't looked it up. I don't know if there's a specific weekend or week where the big Oktoberfest celebration is meant to be, you know, like you have a date for Christmas or a date for Arbor Day or whatever. I think any time in October is legitimately a time for an Oktoberfest celebration, I think, anyway. Next, a very vintage Lil Wally record that is not in the best of shape, and that's what makes the show fun. It's we're always playing records, and some of them are not in the best of shape. And actually, Lil Wally doing a record that was actually a big hit for Arthur Godfrey in, like, what, 1948, 49, something like that. And it's kind of weird to hear hear Lil Wally doing one of these songs, but well, heck, she's too fat for me.
Thank you.
All right, it's weird to hear Lil Wally doing that one. I mean, obviously, a lot of groups have done it. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks come to mind. Arthur Godfrey, of course, had the big hit, but kind of out of character, I think, for a Lil Wally record. That's a vintage Lil Wally record, though. And She's Too Fat for Me, Polka, here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. That is what you're in tune to. Pee-wee King next. Not a lot of Pee-wee King records on the show. This is the Wooden Heart Polka. Pee-wee King and his band there doing a little Wooden Heart Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show, every week about this same time, wherever you happen to be listening, whether you're in tune to a radio station, or maybe you're listening to a webcast or a web stream or one of those sorts of things. We do this every week. We get together and do this. So I hope you're having a good time and you remember to come back and do it again. Remember, you get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour, too. You can email us at oompahour@aol.com. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And you can text and phone to 218-259-2985. You want to text in a dedication or a request or a question or leave a message on the phone gizmo there, 218-259-2985. Any of those will do the job for you. All right, so I'm telling you, it's Oktoberfest month, really, kind of a month-long celebration, especially up here in Minnesota. And we've been kind of sticking with a lot of the German and Bavarian style music last week and this week. I believe we did play the Six Fat Dutchman last week. We're going to play the Six Fat Dutchman this week, too. Since we are here in Minnesota, this is one of our songs up here, man. Here's What Do They Do in Minnesota? The Six Fat Dutchman shall answer that musical question.
In the cold, cold, frosty winter time, Now when it's warm in the summer, they go fishing every day. They don't have time to make love, they're busy making hay. But when a frosty winter comes, they do not fish or hay. They do the chores, then stay indoors and make love all the day. Oh, that's what they do in Minnesota, in Minnesota, in Minnesota. Oh, that's what they do in Minnesota, in the cold, cold, frosty winter time.
Ladies and gentlemen, is a Six Fat Dutchman from down by New Ulm, Minnesota. And what do they do in Minnesota? Ah, that is the question. We do freeze a lot during the wintertime, I'm telling you. Which reminds me, I got to call the gas company today. I still have to do that. I hate calling the gas company. Electric company, no problem. Phone company, no problem. Cable company, no problem. The gas company is awful. Oh, man, we own three different properties. We get three different gas bills. For 3 years, I've been trying to get them to send me them all in one envelope on one bill. Oh, yeah, we'll do that for you. They never do. So I have to write three checks and mail back three bills because I tried putting them all in one envelope and sending one check, and they applied all the money to one account, told me the other ones were past due, and the other one had a credit. And I was like, no! So I went around this last time and tried to straighten it out. They're still got the wrong address on two of them. Now, check this out. Last month, I hate to complain on the show. Last month, our gas bill was $16. I just got the new gas bill yesterday, $109. All right, now granted, it cooled off and we did turn the furnace on for the first time this year. But the other two properties we own, one of them went up like $4, one of them went up like $9. How does this one go up $95? Something has gone awry. I hate calling the gas company. When I get done with the show today, that is next on my list of things to do. I'll report back next week, let you know how it went. I don't see good things. There's no way that the bill should have gone up more than five times for this month. It makes no sense. Anyway, I don't need to complain about this stuff. We have things to do. We have great old-time records we should be playing. Now, I don't know if things get so wild at an Oktoberfest celebration that people start streaking. Remember streaking? Used to do that a lot back in the 70s. I don't know. It was 31 degrees here this morning. There's not going to be anybody out there streaking, I don't think. But this is the Jumping Jacks Orchestra. This is called Janik the Streaker.
When I'm sober, no one's meeker. But when I get drunk, I become a streaker. My wife always tells me I ain't got no class. When I run in the nude, showing off my but I still think that I look cute, running down the street in my birthday suit. I like the street, it's barrels of fun. And 'cause I know it turns the girls on. Even women's livers can't help but get shook. They once stole my pants just to get a longer look. I go out new from my feet to my neck. I cover my face, then run like heck. I start at point A and run to point B with everything showing for you to see. Streaking in the cold makes me some kind of hero, especially in temperatures down below zero. Ah, but when it's cold, I streak and I sing, even though I'm freezing off my ding-a-ling. When I hear a siren, I put it in high gear, 'cause the cops think my wardrobe's a little too sheer. One thing that's bad about being a streaker. I always return to a life that is meeker. Once my run's over, that's the end of the fun, 'cause no one knows me with my clothes on.
Bionic the Streaker, the Jumping Jacks Orchestra here on Tim Zumba Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Yes, the good old days when streaking was the thing. Notice the reference to women's livers in there, too. yes, you're in tune with the Oompa Hour. It's basically an hour of old-time music insanity is what this comes down to. I have the Dancing Boots Polka next. Ted Kolowitz and the Sparks of Fire. Ted Kolowitz, Kolowitz, yes, and the Sparks of Fire band there, and the Dancing Boots Polka here on Tim Zumba Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Every week, the same insanity happens. We pull out the old-time records. They seem a little crazier today than usual, don't they? It's a little wild. Maybe that's because it's Oktoberfest. Maybe that's because it's cold out. I don't know what the deal is, but it seems a little crazy anyway. I am so glad that this next artist calls himself the Polish Kid, because I've never figured out how to pronounce his name. But it says on the record, the Polish Kid, so I'm good with that. Here's the Polish Kid. This is the 18-pound kielbasa polka.
Got up one day, drove to Tony's Market for the ride. I was feeling hungry, so I gave a look inside. There above the counter, resting right upon the shelf, a lovely 18-pound kielbasa, bought it for myself. Took it home and cooked it up, my, what a lovely sight. Sat myself down, dug right in, it was a tasty light. A long time has gone by since I had a Polish dish. Quite a tasty treat, it was my stomach's only wish. Can't believe I ate that whole thing, swallowed it up inside of me. Now it's in my two full tummy, causing pain and misery. Can't believe I ate that whole thing, swallowed it up inside of me. Now it's in my two full tummy, causing pain and misery. When you see an 18-pound kielbasa on the shelf, leave it be, just buy a smaller one, don't stuff yourself. It might look nice to your eyes, but much to your surprise, an 18-pound kielbasa is too much, you'll realize. I have learned my lesson, I've got indigestion. Took some medicine that would help my relaxation. Something's wrong, I feel upset, an awful sensation. The kielbasa and pills don't mix, they cause a reaction. Can't believe I ate that whole thing, swallowed it up inside of me. Now it's in my two full tummy, causing pain and misery. Can't believe I ate that whole thing, swallowed it up inside of me. Now it's in my two full tummy, causing pain and misery. Kielbasa, kielbasa, I ate a big kielbasa. Kielbasa, kielbasa, an 18-pound kielbasa. Kielbasa, kielbasa, I ate a big kielbasa. Kielbasa, kielbasa, an 18-pound kielbasa.
There you go. That's the Polish Kid, the 18-pound kielbasa here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. At it again. I'm telling you, this next song, the other side of the record is the Rain Rain Polka. And that sounds kind of depressing in itself. So I flipped the record over, and this side is the Unsuccessful Lovers Polka. That is not a happy title for a record either. But nonetheless, it's Marv Herzog, who fits right in with the German and Bavarian style polka music that we all want so much during Oktoberfest. So here's Marv and the band with the Unsuccessful Lovers Polka.
Holla, hi, holla, ho!
Trägt man mich zum Grabe hin.
Holla, hi, ho!
All right, they have it. Music of Marv Herzog there, the Unsuccessful Lover's Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and I don't know about all that other mush, but we are successful in playing great old-time music each and every week here on the show. So glad to have you along with us for another exciting week. I have Eddie and the Slovenes here, a little bit more of a romantic tune. This one is called Kiss Me Tonight.
Kiss me tonight while the moon shines so bright.
Singing tra-la-la, tra-la-la.
Please hold me tight when we say goodnight.
Singing tra-la-la-la-la.
With your lips pressed to mine, they're as sweet as the wine.
Singing tra-la-la, tra-la-la.
We'll be married come spring when the birds gaily sing.
Sing tra-la-la-la-la-la.
Shine so bright.
Sing tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la.
Please hold me tight when we say goodnight.
Sing tra-la-la-la-la-la.
With your lips pressed to mine, they're as sweet as the wine.
Sing tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la.
We'll be married come spring when the birds gaily sing.
Sing tra-la-la-la-la-la.
Eddie and the Slovenes here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Sometimes I just stumble into things that make me laugh, and I can't really take time to explain them to you on the show today. Ah, yes, we're in the midst of all the excitement and fun of Oktoberfest all around the way. Is that a worldwide thing? I mean, are there people in, you know, like Denmark? Oh, I'm sure in Denmark they're having Oktoberfest. I don't know. But you got to have the beer barrel polka. I swear I am not drinking. I did have an excessive amount of coffee earlier this morning, but other than that, I'm good. Guy just walked by in his blaze orange. I see him out the studio window. See, that's a normal thing in northern Minnesota. Hunting season, deer hunting coming up pretty soon. So people are getting all their blaze orange out. That's so that people don't shoot them, because apparently a guy looks just like a deer in the woods. So you got to wear blaze orange. I just stay in the house. It works out fine for me. This is the Glahe Musette Orchestra and the Beer Barrel Polka.
Thank you.
have it, the Glahe Musette Orchestra. And, of course, Will Glahe and the group behind that, and the Beer Barrel Polka. Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show, as we again acknowledge Oktoberfest ongoing throughout the land. And always a great time to bring up Whoopi John and play a Whoopi John record, I believe. John and the band there, I wish I was single again. Whoopi John Wolfhart in the band, and it says vocal by ensemble. I was wondering who was singing. Oft times it's his son Pat or one of the other guys, but entire ensemble gets credit on that one. I can see clearly that I'm going to run out of time way before I run out of records this week on the Oompa Hour. Because I'm just having way too much fun today, and we're getting down to the last few minutes. Georgie Cook and his orchestra are coming up. They're going to do the Hot Pizza Polka. That's hard to say. Hot Pizza Polka for us. But before they do that, let us do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, let's get back to work here. See if we can squeeze in a couple more, maybe three more tunes in the show. Yeah, maybe we can pull it off. Georgie Cook and his orchestra. This is the Hot Pizza Polka.
Hey! Hot pizza. Hey! Hot pizza. Hey! Hot pizza. Pizza.
Is Georgie Cook and the orchestra and the Hot Pizza Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, and it looks like we're going to be able to sneak in one more record on the show this week, and it looks to me like it's going to be Tom Selleck and the Polecats, and Who's the Only Girl?
Sets my heart awhirl. How can't you guess her name? Who's the only pearl that gives my mind a twirl? Oh, can't you guess her name? Tell me what's in store for the girl that I adore and the one that I plan to marry. You know her name, you know her name, for yours and hers are the same.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps it up for this week's of Tim Zumpa Hour. Already, if you can imagine that. That would have been Tom Selleck and the Polecats, by the way. Almost forgot to tell you that. That wraps up the show for another week. I'm back next week, of course, and still kind of leaning into that Oktoberfest theme just a little bit. I'll be heading over to the German file here in a second.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Up to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by A World of Accordions Museum, the International Polka Association, KEBS Records. Have no fear, we will be back. Same bat time, same bat channel. Do it all again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.